Hit the road and enjoy family and friends with an RV from American Family RV. With a huge inventory of the best-selling brands.
Now, I feel like I need to say this again. I don't start out trying to do these things. I always have good intentions.
Best of intentions.
It really is. And this story that I'm going to share with you now is exactly that. So Amy, this was when Amy was like 8, Matt was 11, Katie was 5.
And we should let everyone know, this is the famed RV story. I've not heard this.
I haven't
but
either.
But many people have been asking for this on Facebook for the last year.
Well, all it really does is it shows all of you that I'm just as big a dumbass as you are at times in your life. So Amy's got this friend, and we became friends with their family. And so the family says, hey, listen, we're going to go camping up in the sequoias, the big
ooh,
trees.
Yeah.
Why don't you come? Now, I was a Boy Scout, but I don't sleep on the ground anymore, not when there's a bed around. So I get the idea, I'm going to go rent me an RV. So I go down to the place, and I said, I want the biggest, best one you got to rent. And he goes, well, that's right over here. So we go in it. It's got a living room, a dining room, air conditioner, heater, satellite dish, master bedroom with a king bed, and then the couch pulls out.
A king bed?
Everything.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's this thing. This
huge.
Thing was a, this was a cargo ship. So I said, I'll take it. So Linda drives the car home. I drive the RV home. The California house we had, it had kind of a long driveway, and then you'd get to the circular part of the driveway, and it had this giant tree. It was the biggest, most gorgeous tree you've ever seen in your life. So I'm going to pull the RV up. I've been preparing all the stuff for 2 weeks to get ready. So I'm going to pull the RV up to the front door and load it in, get all the stuff. And so as I'm driving up, the RV lunges back, and then this huge explosion. I get out of the RV. I walk to the back. As I drove under the tree, I hit a limb, and it raked the air conditioner and the satellite dish off the roof.
Oh, no.
God.
They're laying in pieces now in the driveway. So, okay, we're still going. I've screwed it up. I'll pay for it. So I get the bits out of the way. We load up the RV. We take off without air conditioner or satellite dish.
Great.
So we're driving. It's about, what, a 6 to 7 hour drive up to the Sequoias.
Sure. Yeah.
And we're driving, I think it was the four. No, doesn't matter. I forget. It's a freeway. We're driving by a train that is at least 100 cars. And I know that the road I'm on is going to cross over those railroad tracks in about 5 miles. I am not going to sit and wait for this train. So I floor it. I'm doing 95 in an RV, and Katie's crying. She's scared, but I'm not. So we get up. I can clearly do it safely. As I'm driving over it, we're again doing 90. Just as those boards are coming down to stop you, we took air. We actually, in this RV, took air off the ground. Okay. So we get to where we're going. And they have found this place to camp, and their thing is already set up. So there is, it's not even a road. It's more like just a path to drive in to get to this area. And it's going to be tight. So we get the tape measure, and we measure the RV, and we measure the trees. And if I'm not mistaken, I had about half a foot. Half a foot to get through there.
What could go wrong?
Yeah.
So I start slowly driving up in there, and I've got it. We're good. And then we forgot to include the rear view mirrors on the RV. So now I'm stuck. I'm wedged because the rear view mirrors are stuck to the trees.
Right.
So he goes and gets his tool kit, and we take the rear view mirrors. Oh, they're destroyed anyway, so they're gone. So he says, just go slow. And so I start driving up further, and then we forgot about the doorknob on the door. So the doorknob is gone now. I had to duct tape the door closed. But it doesn't matter. I'm here. We're good. Let's go. Let's have a good time. Let's enjoy. So we did that.
You are resilient.
And so that night, the kids slept, Matthew, Amy, Katie slept in the king bed, and I am in the pullout couch, laying there, trying to sleep, looking
Fly me to the moon.
At the moon and the stars, which I can clearly see through the hole in the ceiling where the air conditioner once was. Now, at this point, all I can do is just dread going back and returning this. I have knocked off the air conditioner, the satellite dish, both rearview mirrors, and the doorknob is gone, and I've duct taped the door just to keep it closed. So on Monday, and I'm dreading this, Linda went with me. We pull up to the guy, and the guys, as I pull up, the guy's face, he's just staring at me. And what do you say? And I basically said, I had some problems. So he pulls it into the back. And they all are bewildered. They're looking at it, and they assess the damage to be $15,000.
Oh, my God.
Because replacing the air conditioner, dude, I ripped a hole in the roof. Yeah. It's literally 3 feet hole in the roof. And then the satellite dish and the river, and the door had to be completely replaced. So 15 grand. It was at this moment, because now I'm just going to sign the check. I'm just going to sign the check. I did it. It's my fault. I did it.
Right.
It's my fault. Then, to Linda's brilliance, because I don't do paperwork, Linda did, she bought the insurance.
Yes! That was my big question I was waiting for.
$500 and I'm gone.
Yeah! Smart woman.
That's awesome.